Yeah. Zech Nishmas Avi Murray after Minister of Pinchas, Zech Nishmas Daniel Shane, Mr. Shah Palak. Thank you, Ben. And Corey, everybody. Okay. So tonight's topic is Gidrei Isser Shvisus Kotten Mishabes, which I think is a fascinating topic because it's very nogea l'maisa about having children do melachas for you on Shabbos.
Comes up every week.
Right. In other words, because a lot of times people say, oh, we forgot to turn off the light, so we'll get, the kid to do so. And the question is, what's the story of that? What's the gedarim of that halacha? So the Torah tells us in Yisro, so, what does bincha mean? What? Bincha.
Your son.
So I understand. In other areas of halacha, does it say this is applies to you and your son and your? So Rashi says eluk tana, or you know el gedolim. Which son? Before bar mitzvah, or after bar mitzvah? Amat harikvar musar, harikvar musar name. So it can't be. It can't be your son who's a gadol. Like Rav Shach always points out, that's what Rashi is saying. That's atah. The Torah speaking to every gadol. So therefore, so it must be talking about a son below bar mitzvah. Eluk tana. So Rashi learns it means that if your son is doing malacha, katan shabal chabos ein shomim lo, neish shvisasa alecha. That a katan is doing malacha, so he's putting out the fire, so you can't let him do that. Can't let him do it. Because you're responsible for his shvisa as well. And let me ask you a question. What if it's not your son? What if another kid, a Jewish boy? Is it only din bincha? Or bincha means that's the norm. But if and your son's friend, say your son's friend is over. Came over for Shabbos. Is it also? If you have a problem, you can't get your son to turn on the light. But could you mafker your son? So that's an important question. What is it? Bincha's dafka bincha, or not? And what type of malacha is it talking about? Is it a malacha for you, or even if he's doing it for himself? Say he's playing with crayons. Is that included in this halacha? Atol bincha? He's old enough to play with crayons. He makes a drawing with crayons. Is that included in this pasuk? Or it's only if he's doing something for you. So that's another question. Oh. So let's take a look in the Ramban on page 4. Oh, okay. Trishka's here. Okay. So the Raman on page 4 says, Atal bincho vitecha haktanim, page 4, he's Iranim v'shava shalo yasu habanim haktanim melacha l'daiteinu uvirtzoneinu. So look at the footnote here in the Peyush Shalayim. Cut Jabal Chabos and Chamru Lo Peyush Shabedum and Cut Hos and Das Oviv. For Moshe Oviv Omer and Slova Cut Mustaka Lo Roa Shadaito Nochem is there. So as he's there with his father, and he can see, you know, from the eyesight of the facial expressions that his father would like him to extinguish the fire. Rosh Adaito Nochem is there, but also Bishvilo. Shuki Ilu Mitzaveu Laso Zos. So it's as if you told him to do so. Because he sees that this is what you want. He could read between the, you know, the expressions that this is what you want. But, so according to that, would it be included in, if he's just playing with his coloring book? Well, limited to only if he's doing something that he realizes that you would want him to do.
Are those two separate things, the da'ato and the virtzono, or is that one thing? Being that he should know better and it can be for him, or is it?
The da'ato virtzono, I always thought meant, you know, he's doing it because he knows you want it and you know about it. It's one composite thing.
Okay.
He knows that this is what the parents want. He knows what this is what the parents want. So that would be then an issa d'oraisa. You know, like Rabbi Sif Shlita would say, people don't know Hilchos Shabbos, they get the kids to do things. Because if you get a guy, it's worse, it can only be a drabana. If you get a guy to do, it's not always mutter to get a guy. But when you get a kid, you're playing with fire, pardon the pun, but you're playing with fire. Because then potentially it's a deraisa. And then potentially you're a mumer. You're a mechal Shabbos.
And even if you don't say anything, it seems like it's still that, like they still know that from a month ago this was something that made them happy, so whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Even though there's an interesting Gemara in Yevamos on page 14. Tell me what you think about this Gemara in Yevamos on Kuf Yud Gimel of a base. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Bisna Irkasulei Machtechei the Beit Midrasha Rishus Harabim. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Bisna, he lost the keys to the Beis Medrash in the Rishus Harabim on Shabbos. So obviously he would like to get the keys back. So also the Kamedran Das. So he asked Rabbi Das, well, what should I do? You know, I can't take the keys back. It's Rishus HaRabim. And somehow he lost his keys, but maybe he dropped them there on Friday. I don't know. Something like that. And so he asked, what should I do? So Amalei.
And he wasn't walking with them on Shabbos. Because
he wouldn't have carried them on Shabbos. So somehow he lost the keys, and then all of a sudden he sees it there in the front of the shul, the front of Beis Medrash in the Rishus HaRabim on Shabbos. So he asked Rabbi Kudas, what should they do? So you know what he told him? Zeal the Bartali Vitalio. Take a bunch of kids, L'Tailu Hasam, and go walk there with the kids. Because I bet you one of the kids is going to pick it up and take it. The mishkachi luhu, maisi luhu. Because one of the kids, you bring the kids there, and I'm sure one of the kids will be seeing it and say, oh, it looks interesting, and take it.
And then what? How does that play out? And then he comes and brings it to the rabbi and he says,
And then he'll walk in the base medrash, and then you'll take it away from him and put it down.
Meaning he'll walk over the base medrash door and he'll knock it?
It's probably just around the rabbi,
The kid finds keys on the street.
So he's going to take the key. So you're going to make a setup.
Right.
And you bring the kids over there to play, and then hopefully one of the kids will pick it up, and then...
And realize that it's the door to the shul.
Not necessarily. He'll just hold it, and then you'll say, okay, now it's time to have snacks in the shul, and he'll walk in, and then he'll have the key with him, and then you'll take it away and you put it...
Indirect enough to work with the Rambam.
Right, so how does this work with the Rambam? This
not the Rambam, it's he's playing.
Because the pasuk shot is the kids have no clue. That this plan of the father is so much, as you said, so much remote that the kids have no clue that that's their father. This is just a setup. But in a panami, if the kids would have known, if the kid says, "Oh, I know what you want. I see what you want." You know, kids old enough to realize that, then it would be an issa d'oraisa for him to, for this setup. Now there is another pasuk in Chumash.
What's also not his kid? It's the son of the kid also.
Oh, so
the tomorrow is also not for that.
So, what do you hold? What do you hold? Do you think that then is only your own kid or any kid?
So this is a tomorrow there is more about.
This is not necessarily your own kid.
It was for Beth and stopping, but it's a mitzvah on the dad to stop him because it's not a mitzvah on Beth.
Right.
So when you bring it back to our case, your first question is if your kid or someone else's kid, that's the difference.
Not one kid, it's a group of kids.
All right, it wasn't necessarily your kid. So if you say that the din of this pasuk comes only your own kid, so then it wouldn't apply anyway. But there's another pasuk in Chumash that we should be aware of, and that's in Shmini, on page 5. Let's look the Torah to Mima. Lo sochlum, lo sachilum. In other words, so this halacha is about not feeding treif food to your kid. And giving him, and we assume that not only treif, but it could be other things as well. And that's going to be one of the questions that the Achronim ask, is why do you need a special pasuk by Shabbos if he knows that that's what you want? Isn't that like feeding him, varim asurim? So what do you need? Why do you need both pasuk? Right. That's the question. What's called machel v'yadayim?
You don't have
obligation to. Right. I mean, that's the famous tshuva of the Chasam Sofer about sending a child to a non-kosher facility for treatments, and he's going to eat non-kosher food. Is that called machel v'yadayim or not? Okay, so what we're talking about, Rishus Harav, that the Israel lo sakom lacha ato bincha. We said the Ramban says that shelo yaseh on page 4, shelo yaseh abadim tanim malacha l'daiteinu uvirtzoneinu, that the kids can't do malacha for us if they realize that that's what we want. Well, the case in the Gemara where they lost the key and the Rosh Hashanah, and the verse says, have the kids, you know, play over there and then they'll take it. But there, the kids don't realize that it's what? That it was a setup. But if they know, the kid is smart enough to realize that that you're trying to get him to do something because that's what you want, then that would be a sederaisa for him to do it here. Oh.
But that case, at least in that parallel, yeah. You put your 2-year-old in front of the light switch,
someone
that
not going to do it,
and
then
it's
bright. Right, so if you put your 2-year-old in front of the light switch, and he sees something interesting, he doesn't even realize that when you turn the light switch up and on, he just sees, you know, like kids naturally like to touch things and. So the simple shot would be what? That it wouldn't be a violation of the Sonenu
or
the
Tainu.
That it wouldn't be a violation of Los Asakom Locha to Avidha.
Does the Gemara not go
to
Ramana because it's still for our benefit?
It's for our benefit. The kid doesn't realize it's for our benefit.
Yeah, but it's slowing out that line. The kid should do something for our benefit. Same thing with your abundant when the thing is not like people that do this. Like,
but I think the part of the Ramban is that it's not better than kind of more than the Daitenu.
So slowing out that line, they shouldn't do. It doesn't say we call them, they shouldn't do. So here they're still doing it for us.
Well, the way Pnei Yerushalayim explained in the footnote was that he sees that this is something we want him to do. So let's assume like that for the time being. Okay, now, the question we raised before. Does this halacha apply if it's not your own child? Because say you have somebody else, if your son's friend is over for Shabbos, and you want someone to open the light, obviously you forgot to open the light. So could you do it, or is it only then in your own son?
Yeah,
what? No, the question is when it says Lo Sasa Mulcha Ato Bincha, is that to be taken literally? Or maybe Bincha means any cut, doesn't have to be your son. If you look, take a look on page 6 and 7. What's the safer? Remember many years ago. In the YU library, there was a librarian there, Rav Berish Mandelbaum. I was very close with him.
He was
blind? What? No, that was Rav Yosef Winevsky was the one who was blind. Rav Berish Mandelbaum was from, he was a Jew from Warsaw. Like he knew the Eish, you know, talk about the Eish Kodesh. He saw the Eish Kodesh. He was in the mikveh with the, you understand? It's a different world. So I once asked him, where do I look in the card catalog for Rabbeinu Yerucham? Or the Reish, or the Yud, like, where do you look? So I said, no, you look on the Tuf. Because the official name of the Sefer is Seder Toldos Odom Lechav. That's the name of the Sefer. And he divided Halacha into things, into Odom and Chav. Like women things, you know. And basically, and that's what the name of the Sefer. So official. So he said, you should look on the Tuf in the card catalog, and then you'll find where the book is. Sefer Toldos Adam Chama. So that's the Rabbeinu Yerucham. So the Rabbeinu Yerucham writes, "Katan Ochal Nevelos."
Page 7.
Aval in Muchav Milsish Osal Das Gadol, she maybe in a cotton she gadol nachas ruach lo bekach. In other words, he understands that the gadol would be happy for him to do it. So also, mitzuvim lav lafisha. The dafka do shayach bar chiyuva isra cotton. Well, Shaykh Bar Chiyuv is a cut mitzuvim lav lafrisha.
It's not.
Yeah. Now, Beis Yosef quotes this Rabbi Yerucham. He says, what does he say? He cut Dav she'os al das atzma al mucha mils she'os al das gadol. So what's the word that he's going to zero in on? Gadol. What other word could he have used instead of gadol? Ovid. So that's what Beis Yosef said. Don't you see? So the Beis Yosef says, by the fact that it says gadol, it doesn't say ovid, that it doesn't, it's not only a din by your, it's even another kid, not your. Rabbi Yerucham says, he has to know that you want it, right? Al das atzmo. Then, but mochach milsish also al das gadol. But if he understands that the gadol is interested in what he for him to do the malacha, she maybe in hakotn she gadol nachas ruach lo bekach also. So the Beis Yosef is a vidayik that he used the word gadol on the next page. He says. Pinchas Rabbi Yerucham, Mashmu Midrag Da'osa Al Das Gadol, Aval Pisha Eino Ovim Oso. See the Beis Yosef here on page 8, the second arrow. Pinchas Rabbi Yerucham, Mashmu Midrag Da'osa Al Das Gadol, Aval Pisha Eino Ovim Oso. So it seems from this Rabbi Yerucham that it doesn't have to be the son. We'll see if there's a way to get out of this. But that was the deal. The fact that he says Al Das Gadol. He doesn't say Al Das Ovid. Yeah.
Is that case Shabbos done?
The case in Rabbi Yerucham was talking about Shabbos, yeah. I mean, including Shabbos. Okay. So now let's take a look in the Imre Bina. Imre Bina, page 9, is a classic, one of the classic Achronim, Rav Meir Orbach. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach was a descendant of the Imre Bina. One of the biographies of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, on the first page already, they say, and he descends from Rav Meir Orbach to Imre Bina. One of the Gedolei Achronim. So he's going to say an interesting thing. He says, what's the pshat in the Ramban and the whole thing? He says, Nira, Hayadu the cotton masi yeshlo machshava eino. A cotton can do an action, but he doesn't have machshava, meaning he doesn't understand things. Tav machshavos on the keres mitoch masa of leisle. In other words, you can't assume from his action that he is understanding anything, unless he's an older cotton. So he says, so what's the concept of cotton doing melech on Shabbos? When Shabbos needs melech as machsheves, so does he have melech as machsheves? Do the Shabbos melech as machsheves also come? Masasik ba'alma potter, that if you don't have the proper intent, then so what's the concept of cotton doing a melech on Shabbos? Lav she melech rak she mechavin on melech. L'hein ilav begoli krov a Shabbos la'azik dolem talim lo yin yicholim l'melech. In other words, we wouldn't have been able to know from the fact that it's a pasuk in Chumash not to give your kid treif that applies to Shabbos also. Because treif, you eat it. You don't need any special kavanas. But Shabbos is melachas machshavas. You need kavana. So therefore, had it not been a special pasuk for Shabbos, you wouldn't have known by Shabbos. Masha'en can skip a couple lines. Shabbos, hayin romim dolom savit shum nisru b'mayis ha'kotten. Kevin chol masav hayin below das. The kavod of kumaisa behema. So the Torah gives us a special gzeirus hakosef, just like the Torah says, your behema can't do malacha, so your cotton can't either. Uv'osal das ovim, das das. So what's the pshat? Because if you're doing it al das aviv, so the das of the father is mitzuref to the mice of the cotton. If we could assume that the cotton understands the cues that the father is giving. As mitzafin l'masa v'al keshen v'od v'al v'giyu ose maizeh l'lechus ha-shabas. V'af im ose al das acher she'eino oviv. And even if it's not your father. Yeah, right. So it doesn't have to be your father. It can be any adult. If your son's friend is there and he knows he's a nice guy, he says, oh, I see you. He wants me to turn on, I get the cue. I see he wants me to turn on the light, and you turn it, so you violate that iser. Because the idea, the whole Zeru Sakosim, it's with Mitzarif, Machshav, and Maisa. And he says, he quotes Rabbi Yerucham. The lapgaf, the most aldas oviv, rak shedivra behoga. In other words, the fact that the Torah says bincha, that's the norm. But it's not only bincha, it could be
lavdaf.
So as long as a child is, the gadol is prompting him, giving him cue, you know, even if he didn't verbally say it, but he's giving him bodily signs or whatever, and he does it. So then this Jew, even though he's not the father, violates the Nisr Darais. That's what the Imre Bina says.
Are we able to make a distinction that Gemara we saw with Radas is talking about a Del Raisa versus, are we going to see a distinction that Del Raisa is the Rabbanim maybe? That case is my Iru, which we're.
Well, the father's not going to violate the Nisr Darais if the kid is only doing the Nisr Darabanim. In other words, he'll violate this halacha be drabanan if he's doing a drabanan. In other words, the kid is not going to be violating more than, you know.
Maybe by a drabanan case.
By a drabanan case, it'll be a nisa drabanan. So that's the Imre Bina. So comes the Achiezer, because Rav Chaim Moshe Grzensky, got a lot of door. Okay, so this is my question to you. You ready for this one? Page 12. Shamati, if you can tell me this. It says Shamati, ready, page 12, on the right side. Me alufi mi yudoi hagon yob chayim livalojim. So who'd he hear from? Who'd he hear from? Who? Chayivalojim? Yeah? That's what it says? Mi'alufe yudoi. You have a... When did Rav Chaim Volozhin pass away? And Rav Chaim Volozhin? Rav David Lifshitz knew Rav Chaim Volozhin. And 18th, he was born in 1863. Rav Chaim Volozhin was passed away. He was a Talmud of the Vilna Gaon.
Yes, right.
He was like a kid.
Yeah.
No? That's the answer.
Was it all a dream?
What?
In a dream?
A dream?
Even
writing, no. Page 12. I'm asking the guys. The Reichman will give you the answer right away. The Chaim Oizer is saying he heard from the Alufi Miyudai Agon of Chaim Mivolozhin. Not shy. Not shy. What's the answer? Chaim Sofer? Yeah, that's the answer. Exactly, I told you. That's the answer.
That's
Sort of Chaim Soloveitchik. Since today we don't call him the Chaim Volozhin, but Chaim was learned in Volozhin, I think, by Rav Chaim Brisker. So that's what he refers to him as Rav Chaim Volozhin, but he means Rav Chaim Brisker. So he says, so he explains, why do you need special pasuk by Shabbos? In other words, he's saying this could apply to other things also. You machil nevelus, but the kind of Brisker's word is that if you lo sasek kol melacha, do a Shabbos type of thing, then you're mumer. The Machal Shabbos is a different category. The Mumar Kola Tarakula, the Raven's point. So that's the board. In other words, it's not enough just to have the other Pesukim. This Pesuk, see, the Imre Bina said what was the board, because if you don't have a Pesuk by Shabbos, then when a cotton does Melacha, it could be viewed as a Masasi. So therefore, you need a special Pesuk by Shabbos. The Chaim Brisker says a different board. He says, no. Shabbos now becomes a chil Shabbos tikkun halacha. Then he quotes the Imre Bina here.
So that the Rav said, why is the Mumar Chal Shabbos treated so badly? Is it because there's a big onesh on the Shabbos kira? Or is it because Shabbos is dangerous for the world?
That are not Yisra's Kila. Chumim. Yeah. I wrote in the beginning of my Sefer on Yom Kippur, so I discuss, I think I bring it from the Mishnah Sochet, that's the Baal Eim HaBonim Smechem. What's the din of mumer for Yom Kippur? Mm. Is that like a din of mumer for Shabbos, or is that a different? You can still get
it
there.
Sure, it should have rushed on the love about that. And he said, how could a woman say, in a mumer of Chalo Yom Kippur, in a mumer of Chalo Torah Kula, if you see that in a mumer of Chalo Shabbos, he's testifying against Hashem, the Creator, and Kippur's not the day.
Right.
He said, no. Kippur is the day of creation. Because in the natural order of the world, it says in Noah, Yom
Kippur,
what happened in the past can't be changed. And Kippur shows that there is no way to tell. The past can also be changed. That's a new year. Hallelujah, Kippur.
Yeah, that's not the word I wrote in the thing, but that's an excellent word. I think the word of David Barnes Smith was about that if you don't believe in the idea of tshuva, okay. So Rav Chaim Oizer argues with the Imre Bina, and he says that it's only his son. Is only your son. And he thinks, he says, page 13. Three das in my bina have as the Shabbat also be tam Losa Sakamlacha. Achbaachesh, Edo on. That was in my bina. And Losa Sakamlacha, any kid. Rabbi Emes, Edo Nochem. Rabbi Yucha says, Rabbi Yucha, we saw it in Rabbi Yucha, right? He said, no, Rabbeinu Yochum is not talking about the din of Osa Sakom Lacha. He's talking about the regular dinim of Safina Biyadayim, of Osa Lachilo. So that could be, you can't be Machil, but the din of Shabbos could be it's only only your own son. So Reb Chaim Oizer disagrees with Mebina. He says, "Lo sasal kolom loch atal bincho," is to find that he is a deraisa, is your own son, your own son.
Oh. Why?
That's the Gzeiros HaKosov of your own son. There's a Tshuvas Rabbi Kiva Eger we should take a look at on page 19. Al das tiltel hasparim beis haknesis. 17, I'm sorry. 17. Al dei tinok pochos miben hes. What's the story? A little kid, and he's going to take the svarim and walk with the shul. He'll carry the chumash. I guess in those days, it was like today, that if you come to shul, they have 100 chumashim, they have 100 sidurim. People brought their own. Still today, during the week, people can bring their own, or maybe whatever. So l'chora, it should be a problem. So he has a whole discussion. So at the end, he writes, "L'daiti yesh takar nolitei matina chumash v'sider sheyisa lebeis haknesset l'tzorach atzma v'spal l'shmo kriyas ha-Torah v'meli tztarif ha-godol imo l'spal yach." In other words, the isra for the kid is to do something for you. But if he's doing it for himself, then that's not the isra of atar bidcha. So Mimela, he says, if he brings the siddur for himself, or he brings it for what? You know, the siddur, the chumash, then you can look on with him. Fascinating idea here. But the heart of the Pashup Shah the Ramban is he doing it for you. And he knows that you want it. So if he's doing it for you, then that would be awesome. In the Amat Torah, Agudas Yisrael has a Torah journal called Amat Torah. And this is the issue when Rav Moshe and Rav Yaakov passed away, not too long from each other. I remember I went to Rav Yaakov's Levaya, so the kunst was, we got there early, got in. So then a couple of weeks later, when Moshe passed away, we planned to do the same thing. But then, like they said, and others, that even if you go early, you're not going to be able to get in. So we didn't even try. So Agudas Yisrael put together a Torah journal in memory of Moshe and Rav Yaakov. And there's a piece here from Rav Scheinberg on the following Shaila. And this is the question. Could you get a cotton to do a psik ratio? In other words, say a cotton doesn't understand that when you open the fridge door, the light goes on. He doesn't understand that. So you forgot to take the bulb out, whatever, and loosen the bulb, and you want to get food for Shabbos. So can you ask your 8-year-old, to do it? Assuming that that he doesn't know, if he would know that that's what happened, so then the Chor would be no different than asking him to do any malach. But here he doesn't realize. He thinks you open the door, maybe he thinks the light's always on. He doesn't realize that so what do you say? He says, "L'hakel alachat matzavi b'tnai sirei chaim layom al mishpachos berubos planim kein yibur hashom el kedush Shabbos shalos shonos rubos masadi makom liyir b'alfanim shem b'tarim b'zrosim." Is there a possibility for a cotton to help out in this way? That it's a psik reishe, but the cotton doesn't realize what's going on. In other words, when we said, like, if the cotton doesn't realize that the switch turned, he sees the switch, so he naturally likes to touch things and move things. But here he doesn't. So he says, can you open the thing to take it out? Well, is that us? So there's a famous Rabbi Chanan from Sikrech and Ksubas. In YU we had Rabbi Drillman, Rosh Hashiva in YU. He was a Talmud of Rabbi Chanan. So I used to speak to him, we used to talk. So he told me that the Kovetz Shiurim was really written by the Talmidim. In other words, each Talmud would write another shtickle. And he told me one of the most famous shtickles in the whole thing about Sikreshe that he wrote. He wrote, that's what he told me. I wrote that shtickle. Meaning, the shtickle was about what's the pshat of Sikreshe. In other words, what's the Sikreshe like when you open up a fridge? So you're not mechavid for the opening of the light. Just went over the fridge. You want to get the thing. You want to get the milk, whatever. So, but if it's a psikreshi, it's inevitable what's going to happen, then it's also. So what's pshat psikreshi? Is psikreshi considered that since it's inevitable, so if you're mechavein for the opening the door, then you're also considered being mechavein for turning on the light. That's one way of understanding it. The other way of understanding it is it's considered one maisa. In other words, you don't consider it as two different. You're doing it's one, but since A and B are always going to happen together, so if you're having for A, then you're having for B automatically because it's one maisa. It's one maisa. And the Rebbe Chanan says that nafkamina is what the sikreshe delo nichale. Because if it's still one maisa, it's still one maisa. But if it's lo nichale, then it doesn't. So I remember Rav Scheinberg used to, for the month of Nisan, he used to live on the block where I grew up on in Flatbush. Rabbi Bashgan Shlita was his nephew. He married Shmuel Scheinberg's daughter. Shmuel Scheinberg was the 12th grade Rebbe in MTA for many years.
He did.
And I had conversations with Rav Nata Greenblatt, who also learned there, about who learned in Eichel and Rav Enochai Malevi. Rabbi Brodsky, Rav Nachum Petrovich, Rav Brodsky is a Rabbi Chacham in Toronto, the yeshiva in Toronto. Rabbi Aaron Kahn made a shidduch with him in Mechutanim. I think this Rabbi Brodsky was the son of Rav Nachum. I believe they told me his father learned in Eichel Rav Chaim Halevi as well, and Rav Nachum Greenblatt learned there. Rav Nachum Greenblatt told me that he walked the Rav to the train station in Tufshin Bays the first day that he came to teach in YU. And I said back to Rav Nachum, and I was there the last day. Yeah, so
remember the book I just sewed?
Yeah.
That was written by a fellow that I watched. He told me he was in YU when he left first came for this year. The first year was like pushing that thing.
Yeah. So Rabbi Scheinberg told me, Rabbi Scheinberg, that he wasn't so into the Chad Maisa, he was more into the Mechavim thing. So that's what he holds here. So he wants a taina that if you don't realize that when you open the fridge that the light is going on, then you can't be considered a Mechavim. And then he thinks that a cotton who doesn't realize that can open the fridge. Whereas if you have, that's a big kiddush. If you would have a kid who's, I don't know, he's enough to understand that you want him to open the thing, but he doesn't understand that, so maybe that's not called a tzoneinu, because, a datenu, because he's realizing that he's opening up the door. And he's not realizing that he's turning on the light. So on the opening up the light, maybe he's not doing it for us because he doesn't realize that that's what he's doing.
What if he doesn't know there is an issur?
Not a question of knowing an issur. Do you know that you're doing this thing? So that's what he writes here on page 21. Vade came mistaber. He was carrying dog. He was lucky to share with us a Torah. He said, Vada in Kibresha had the other part of the Torah's miscarving. If he's a mistaber, she yeh shemutu bukata. But if he doesn't realize, and that's what he writes at the end, the last paragraph on page 22. The Dean of Ireland is 90, and first the Persis, Sigration, Kai, the Persis of Kavin, the famous father, the famous Yish, Kavin, Shahid, and Makaras, the Kavanis, Totos, Stodias, they don't know all the ramifications of what's happening when you do this thing. The Khari is Mokal, the Smok, Lahaka, Lagim, Lahem, the Furish, Lassus, Pulus, Shakrukus, Behem, Melochas, the Raisa, the Sigration. Wow. She's Pula, Kolel, Shne, Totos, I have the Gomor, which here is the Melochas, the Raisa. There is one is Hetagomer opening up the thing, opening up the door, and then you're turning on the light. I caught the also the light of the Hetagomer, you're there, and kind of like a sur cloud. It's a big finish. You know, I mean, Rav Scheinberg said it, so it is, you know, but I would, you know, I would sooner try to get a guy to do it if you need it. Because if you hold the other way, then that's Chad Maisa, so maybe because you're playing with a potential deraisa, you know. If you're playing with, the question is, would it be, that was, if you want to follow Rav Scheinberg, that's what he held. But if you don't, it would be better just to do a shinui. Because that's for sure is only the Rabban and also. Get a goy, shinui.
If she doesn't know what's going to turn on, it's not the same Maisa. It's the same Maisa.
No, because the same ice is because
he doesn't know.
That's so the other pshat. That's the pshat of Rav Elchanan that.
No, because it's so clear to the person that it's like you're doing that mindset. Because you know it's going to happen. So you can't claim, oh, I don't know I'm doing that.
But it's one mindset. In other words, since every time you turn open the door, you're turning on the light.
But so if he doesn't know.
He doesn't know that, but he knows he's. But he knows he's. That's what Rav Elchanan's born. That if it's Chad Maisa, then it can even be a situation of Dulanichol is going to be Asr, because it's one Maisa. So he doesn't, he knows, he said, open the door for me. Open the door for me. He doesn't realize the
Chad Maisa would have kid off.
So that is not the same Maisa. Yeah. He doesn't know that it's going to turn
off. Yeah. You know, my mitzvahs also, I was once sitting at a wedding with, what's his name? With Brody. You know, he's a big Talmud of Rav Kutner. Aaron Brody, you know Aaron Brody? There are two Aaron Brodies, the dentist Aaron Brody and the lawyer Aaron Brody. He's on the west side, family. So we were sitting at a wedding together, and he showed me Xerox pages from wherever it was. Machlokes is between the Lubavitcher Rebbe and Rav Kutner about mitzvah tefillin. So the rabbi was into people putting on tefillin. So good, what's wrong? So the question was, if you don't realize that they're parshas in the tefillin, you just see a black box, putting on a black box. You don't realize that. So Rav Kutner held, that's a misasik on the mitzvah, and you don't get a mitzvah for that. And the rabbi, of course, held, I guess you could just tell them that they're, but I guess usually they're not telling them, you know. But that was the, so it was reminding me of this, of not knowing the whole ramification of, that obviously, this is malacha, that's something else, but that was the story. Okay, so there's a fascinating discussion here of bosasa ko malacha. To tell you the truth, I wouldn't want to, you know, rely on this. Not to say that Rav Scheinberg's not about Samcha, but according to the other tzad, it could be at the Nisa the Reis, it would be easier if you would just get. I mean, guy's not always available, but your foot is always available. And then that's the whole discussion about Amir al-Akum by Pesik Resh is also a discussion. But in other words, to get a carton to do it, you know, you're playing with fire, because it could be it's a Nisadaraisa. So the kids should always stay away from getting Katanim to do things. So for the Shabbos sister, Pashtus, it means that he understands. Just he's old enough to understand that this is what you want. And
if I point to the light and I say light, my two-year-old knows.
He understands.
Yeah.
And he turns it on.
Yeah.
So he understands. I say, that's what you wanted.
Yeah.
And he does it. So then that could be a violation of the Lo Tasek Melachat HaBincha. I mean, if you do a Shinoi,
that would be worse than a Shinoi?
Well, that would be worse than a Shinoi, because this is a Nisudaraisa. Shinoi is only a Nisudarabanu. I'm not saying you should always do a Shinoi, I mean, it's still a Nisudarabanu. Maybe Mutter in certain situations.
I think it's a snowstorm.
So it's like a chayla. Everyone's considered a chayla meitzel. Yeah. Right. So then you have to see the different days in the Shulchan Aruch there. But that would be a better, you know. Right. That's right. There was a kid, like Rabbi Sif said, that's usually the worst thing to do, because a kid, unless you know, a kid managed like some whole, like I once heard one Rav say, but he doesn't even really know what he's doing. Just, you know, that's like the case in the Gemara. He doesn't know the keys. The keys are on the street, so you have to play there and we'll take it. He doesn't know that that's what you want. Well, he doesn't know what's going on at all. So, okay, so that's. But that could be another. There's a little sachilum or part of this case still applies. But again, whenever you're dealing with a kid, then it's a potential.
Don't you see that kids down the runway? Don't kids pass around each other so they never need to go
home? Pass around what?
Each other.
Pass what?
Kids.
What's the meaning of that?
No, I mean, that's the case. The keys was, he didn't even know that the father wanted the keys. But the kids are, whenever you're dealing with cotton, you're dealing with a potential daraisa, and it could be some cases that could be mutter, maybe according to some, but it's not worth the risk. And if you do a shinoi, so a shinoi is a drabana, a guy is a drabana. Again, it's not like a shinoi is always mutter, it's not that a guy is always mutter. At least you know you're out of the daraisa, rather than the daraisa realm, as opposed to when you get a kid to do it. And this chiddush of Rav Scheinberg is a you know, it's a very lamdish chiddush, and I hear what he's saying. But again, that's also not so pashut, because it could be. Rav Scheinberg told me he never liked the chad meisim stuff. That he told me when I went visit him once in Rabbi Bajman's house in Flappish, he was there for Nissan. It was a long Nissan. The yeshiva dinner was sometime in Eir. So he was there for some years. Some years he went to other people, but some years he was straight. He would come to the beginning and the end of Adar, and he would be there So we got to speak and learning a lot. So this is one of the things we talked about, was the Rebbe Chanan and the Chad Maisa. Because he wrote a piece about it also, about the Cholent bones, and the Cholent bones, and the Moshe of Shlomo Zalman, he has a piece on that also. Okay, Shkoyach everybody, I'm glad you see. glad that we were able to have the shiur. We didn't let the snow